Good morning and welcome to the Joint Standards Committee. I am not a councillor, so this is very rare that an officer sits in this chair. I feel very honoured to sit in it. The reason I am sitting in it rather than a member of this council is that there is no existing chairman or vice chairman of this committee at the moment. And the first part of the agenda requires that to be done. So I'm asking for from members of this committee nomination for chairman of this committee, please. Okay, Councillor Boyce is nominating.
Can I nominate Councillor Thompson?
Councillor Thompson. Does anyone second that? Seconded by Councillor Evans White. Any other nominations for chairman of JSC? No, so in the light of there being only one nomination, can just say it's only members of the committee, Councillor Morris. Only members of the committee at this particular stage can deal with nominations.
Yeah, I'm asking to speak, please.
No, you can't. Not for the purpose of nominations, you can't.
So, I'd just like to point out that Councillor Thompson is a... is the direct deputy to the person that you're...
Councillor Morris, you're not really entitled to speak at this particular point, but let me just deal with that so many members of the public here are not left in any doubts because of the point you've raised. The Councillor Thompson is not here, so if she is...
I am, but I'm not there.
Oh, we're not there, okay, yes. Councillor Thompson will not be participating in this committee. She's formally appointed a substitute, so she will not be neither chairing the committee if she's accepted or participating in the decision.
Thank you for pointing that out, Simon.
Okay. Only one nomination, Councillor Mrs. Thompson. Are members in favour of that? Okay. Now, that means we still haven't got a chairman that can actually... run the meeting, so I need to deal with nominations for election of vice chairman.
I would like to nominate Councillor Bob Boyce as vice chairman of the committee.
Okay, is that seconded? By Councillor Harker. Any other nominations? Okay, are the committee happy with that nomination?
Agreed.
Okay.
Right, thank you, members. Again, I'm going to do something unusual. Because Councillor Stilts had not received the papers before this meeting, and it is very important that he do, I intend to adjourn this meeting for 15 minutes. Right, members, can we proceed?
Yeah.
I've got the agenda item 3, Chairman's Notices. Please note that the Council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the Council website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be given permission to be included in the recording. In the event of a fire, siren will sound. Please use the fire exits marked with a green running man. The fire assembly point is outside the main entrance to the council offices. Please gather there and wait further instructions. Please be advised of the different levels of flooring within the council chamber. These steps are behind the main horseshoe as well as to the side of the room. All right, I think that concludes agenda item 3. Now there doesn't seem to be an agenda item 4. That's 5. It says here. agenda item 5, apologies for absence.
Thank you, Chair. We've received apologies from Councillors Helm, Siddle and Thompson, and the substitutions for said Councillors are as follows. Councillor Miss S. White on behalf of Councillor Thompson, Councillor Miss B. E. Harker on behalf of Councillor Helm, Councillor K. W. Jarvis on behalf of Councillor Siddle.
Thank you. Agenda item 6, minutes of the last meeting contained on pages 7 to 10. Do you agree those? Now, it's difficult for you to agree those because you weren't here, were you? Miss Bird or Burner, can somebody advise me?
Norman Hodgson, the independent person. For the completeness of record, I was not made aware of the last meeting, and therefore I did not attend nor send in any comments.
Thank you. I was at the last meeting. Mr. Anderson, was you at the last meeting?
Yes, I was.
There's sufficient then to propose and second that the minutes be correct?
Yes.
Okay, then the minutes are correct. I move on to agenda item 7, disclosure of interest. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interest, other pecuniary interest, or non-pecuniary interest relating to items of business on the agenda, having regard to paragraphs 6 to 8, inclusive of the code of conduct for members. Members are reminded that they are also required to disclose any such interest as soon as they become aware, should the need arise through the meeting. Agenda item 8.
Councillor.
Oh, sorry. Councillor Nunn.
Thank you, Chair. It's so much as we all have an interest in this. Can it please be explained in this meeting why, given this is about the leader of the council, the matter has not been subject to an independent investigation and independent adjudication?
I don't, Councillor Nunn, I thank you for that question. I don't think it's relevant to this, but I'm sure Mr. Quelch will give you an answer.
Yes. The leader of the yes, thank you. The leader of the council is also a member like any other member, and under the Localism Act, when a complaint is made, that must be dealt with by the monitoring officer. The monitoring officer under the Localism Act has to deal with the matter in accordance with the scheme that the Localism Act says that the council sets up to deal with investigations. That scheme gives discretion to the monitoring officer to decide how a matter is investigated. If the monitoring officer or the deputy monitoring officer in this particular case, in my absence, decides that she is able to deal with that particular matter, looking at the nature of it, then it's within her remit to decide that. If she feels that the nature of the matter warrants outside investigation, bearing in mind there's always a cost to the public purse of that, then that will be done. So in this particular case, it was felt that this matter could be dealt with by the Deputy Monitoring Officer, and there will be no problem.
Thank you, Mr. Crouch. Any other member? Councillor Harker.
I do know Councillor Fluker, and I do know the other persons who have made the complaint.
Well, I think in openness and transparency, we all know them. So I think
we'll know
general,
that all members
yes,
know
yes.
Councillor Fluker. Right, now, agenda item 8, standards complaint, Councillor Adrian Fluker, contained on pages 11 to 36, to consider the report of the monitoring officer, and there's a copy enclosed. And if you. Okay, what's happened tomorrow? What's the name? The first thing would be to welcome everybody, which I've done. The investigator invited to summarise the conclusion of the report and to make any clarifying remarks. Ms. Hines.
Good morning, everybody. I received the matter for today involves two complaints that were received in relation to two incidents that happened at the full council meeting on Thursday, the 12th of September 2019. The first complaint related to an allegation that Councillor Cooper at that meeting had carried out a cutthroat gesture aimed at two councillors, Councillor Siddle and Councillor Fleming, following a vote. Complaints were received from Councillor Stamp, Councillor Mays and Councillor Morris in relation to a breach of the Code of Conduct, in particular sections B, that a councillor is not fully in person, E, that they must conduct themselves in a manner which could be reasonably regarded as bringing the office authority into dispute. I also took to expand that to include not showing respect as well. The second complaint related came from Councillor Morris, which related to a comment made during a private and confidential session of that meeting of Hello Sailor to another councillor. I don't intend to go through the report verbatim, but hopefully members have read and seen the information there. I can confirm that Councillor Fluker sent an email apology in relation to point two to Councillor Siddle, and also that at the full council meeting in December, he made a general apology to the room in relation to any offence that he may have caused. In searching for completeness, Councillor Fluker has quite clearly stated that he intended to cause no offence, and has given a full explanation as to his thinking and the actions that he took. In terms of the committee today, they have a number of options open to them. In terms of recommendations, it's for the Joint Standards Committee to determine whether they agree with the contents of my report, to consider the breaches of the code. They then have a number of options open to them. One that I'd like to amend that is an option on me, which seems to have been omitted, is you have the option to take no further action, to issue a formal censure in the form of a letter to be published on the council's website, require Councillor Fluker to attend some form of training course, require Councillor Fluker to write a letter of apology to the councillors or the council as a whole. You can recommend to full council that Councillor Fluker is removed from one or more committees for a set time, or recommend that Councillor Fluker is removed as leader of the council. It's not my role to make any recommendations as to the appropriate sanctions, if any are to be made, and all those options are there purely for completeness.
Thank you, Ms. Holmes. My procedure note actually goes on to four now. Committee members and the independent person are invited to ask the investigating monitoring officer any questions. Mr. Hodson, I'll come to you first. Have you got any questions for Ms. Holmes?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's, obviously, I wasn't at the meeting where this occurred, so it's a little difficult for me to get a feeling for what goes on, but I think I do get the general gist that this is a busy sort of meeting, and therefore there was a lot going on. It seems to me that from what the report says that the events did take place, and therefore the committee has to decide, I think, whether they caused offence, or and in fact caused those actions of bullying or disrespect, and the fact that a couple of these complaints have come from councillors, then at this stage I think we have to accept, or I have to accept rather, that the councillors did in fact bully those persons, even though perhaps they weren't directed at the those councillors that they may otherwise have been directed at, because it seems to be that the councillors have complained. Therefore, I think the report seems to reflect what went on, as far as I can see. It wasn't a meeting, as I said, and therefore I didn't see any of the actions, but I can see that it was a busy sort of meeting. So, no, thank you. I can't really answer that. I don't have any more questions.
Thank you very much. Members. Councillor Nunn.
Thank you, Chair. 2 points of clarification, please, for the monitoring officer. Is it true, then, that in relation to allegation two, the apology that was initially issued by Councillor Fluker has not been accepted by the complainant? That's the first question. Shall I carry on, Chair?
Yes, all right. Give us your two questions and then Ms. Holmes will respond.
The second question is in relation to the options that are open to this committee. Is it true to say that this committee could impose options 1 to 3 but can only recommend options 4 and 5?
Ms. Holmes?
Thank you. In relation to the apology, yes, it's correct. It was sent and then subsequently, I've been advised, was withdrawn by Councillor Siddle. She felt it wasn't to see why no further. He hasn't elaborated on any reasons why, but the apology was made and subsequently the acceptance of that was withdrawn. In relation to the options, I just referred to any options in relation to suspension or removal from committees would be a recommendation to the council for them to make a public take a view on that.
Thank you, Chair.
Other members? Councillor Stilts?
Mr. Chairman, can I ask when Councillor Fluker actually became councillor, please?
I don't know that that is relevant, but I don't know the answer. Perhaps about 8 years ago?
That's about correct.
Yes. Okay.
Right, so therefore, the Nolan principles, which your code of conduct is, they came in 1995, so it was already in. So he's been a councillor for 8 years and therefore should be fully aware of it. Thank you.
Okay. That's a comment. Councillor Jarvis.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd just like to ask a managing officer or his colleague. I noticed in your report, at the foot of page 15, you say you're unable to provide a definitive answer in relation to thoughts of Councillor Fluker's mind at the time of the gesture. His explanation is a plausible one. He's backed up by the circumstances in the chamber of the time of the incident. Could you just elaborate on what you mean by the circumstances of the chamber?
At the time of the meeting, it was rather noisy at that point. There was a lot of general murmur of noise in the chamber. Councillor Fluker's explanation was that he was attempting to quieten down that noise. So I'm not in his mind. I cannot take a view as to what was in his mind. But in terms of that as an explanation, it wasn't a silent meeting room, in which case that would tend to suggest that the gesture wasn't meant for that purpose.
I can't recall. Were you actually at the meeting?
I was at the meeting.
Yes. But to be, this was at that point of the meeting, a vote had just taken place, and the discussion was quite robust before that vote, but the vote had just taken place, and two councillors, who have been identified, Councillor Sill and Councillor Fleck, had abstained on that vote.
Yes, that's correct.
And that was at the point that Councillor Fluker did his... and so it, they could have taken offence and they could have made not an unreasonable assumption that this was a sort of hostile gesture in view of the fact that they had just abstained on a vote which then required the chairman to vote on,
yes,
causing a bit of embarrassment perhaps to the Conservative Party. So it's not unreasonable. So there could have been a different reason for...
Yes. They could. I've only got, obviously in speaking to Councillor Fluker, I've only got his explanation as to what his meaning of that gesture was.
Can I just ask one further elaboration on that point, if I may? If the gesture had been meant in a expression of displeasure, let's say, would your conclusion have been different?
I certainly think that would have shown disrespect. That would have still been the case. And I think there was potential, certainly, for a change of view in terms of bullying and in civilly conduct, which would not be, could potentially be seen as bringing an office into disrepute. But yes, I think the motives behind it would have an impact on that.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Before I come back to Councillor Stilts, I want to see if there's any other member wishes to speak at this stage. No? Okay.
I have one other question, Chairman, a different question.
right, well, proceed with it.
My other question is just really on a matter of We have been given pieces of evidence, such as apologies, training course certificates, etc., etc. I just wondered, from a technical point of view, how much weight are we supposed to give to those sort of aspects? Are we supposed to interpret the as being a sort of zero tolerance backdrop? In other words, if somebody causes an offence, that's it. There should be sort of no excuse for it. I just wondered, what sort of weight should be given? Because at the end of the day, if somebody does commit an offence, if somebody hits somebody, you could apologise straight away afterwards. You could go on a non-hitting people course. But that wouldn't necessarily mean that that was okay. You still essentially committed the offence. So are we supposed to give a lot of weight to... Thank you.
Let me answer that one, Councillor Joyce. I see exactly where you're coming from. There are two issues here. The issue first for you is, as a committee, has there been a breach of the code? Do you agree with the reasoning of my colleague? Or don't you agree with it? But that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't find a breach of the code. So that's the first issue. The certificate, the training, you could include that in, if you were seeing it as a continuum, the whole process, then you might say, if there was a situation where you saw it as an ongoing issue, then you could take the certificates into account. But I think here the report makes it clear this is a one-off issue. It happened, there were two incidents, they happened once. This is a reaction afterwards. So it would appear to me you need to, in your minds as a committee, say, first of all, has there been a breach of the code? Did that particular action in itself cause a breach of the code? And if so, which part or which parts? Having decided that, then you need to say, when you come on to decide whether you take any action, and if so, what action, that's when the certificates are probably more likely to come into their importance. They become more important then.
Thank you very much. I found that most useful. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Stilts. Oh, sorry, Councillor Harker.
Just one quick question. As far as we know, is this the first time Councillor Fluker has been before the Standards Committee?
That's not relevant, though. But... Are you able to answer that one?
There has been no... I think so, not to be prejudicial here, because Councillor Fluker is not here. There has been no... I don't recall any finding of breach of the code against them. That's the important point. Has there been a previous breach of the code that might be relevant to this particular issue? The answer is I cannot recall one.
Councillor Stilts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. May 2019, it was the election of councillors. What we're talking about happened in September. It's only 4 months, 3 to 4 months. So before that time, it was mainly Conservative Council, and therefore they were possibly aware of this signal. But since that time, we've got members in chamber who aren't aware of this signal, and it wasn't a Conservative group meeting only, because Councillor Fluker actually says that it is used to indicate to the group to move on and stop talking, and also it's used in the House of Commons. So what I'm saying is the new elected members would not be aware of this gesture being used, and therefore I think that could be where the complaint has come from.
I take your point, Councillor Stilts, but it is a universal type signal.
No.
I'm afraid it is.
No.
I'm afraid it is.
No.
However, we'll move on from that. Any other member? Councillor White.
In light of further chatting, I've read the report of the Deputy Monitoring Officer, and the document annexed to the report. I've also noted, with regards to both complaints, Councillor Fluker has apologised to both Councillor Siddle personally and the council as a whole. I also note that he has voluntarily undertaken diversity training. It's not an order, he's voluntarily undertaken it. In regards to the evidence and the context of events, I do not believe that he has failed to comply with the code of conduct. And I will therefore like to propose, with regards to section 4.1A of the report, that in relation to complaints 1 and 2, Councillor Fluker has not failed to comply with the members' code of conduct, and no further action needs to be taken in respect of the matters considered at the meeting.
Is that seconded? That's seconded. Anybody wish to speak against it? Councillor Jarvis.
Yes, I think the what we've been shown so far would suggest to me that there has he has failed to comply with the members' code of conduct. So I would be putting that motion to the committee.
Well, Councillor Jarvis, if the motion on the table is passed, that will end the matter, and the proceedings will close. Right, I therefore intend to put the proposal in the name of Councillor White, seconded by Councillor Harker. Those in favour, please show. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those against? 1, 2, 3. That motion's carried.
What an absolute whitewash. The guy has admitted to a homophobic comment and a threatening gesture. He's admitted to it. And you guys have just supported.
Agenda item 8. I have no further business. I therefore close the meeting.
Disgrace. Absolute disgrace.